Grace and peace to you from God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one glorious God, now and forever. Amen. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, on this day when we commemorate the Reformation and remember our beloved saints who have passed already into their eternal rest with you, we give thanks yet again for Jesus Christ, your Son, our Saviour, who came into the world to save, not to judge. And Lord, we thank you for raising up your servant, Martin Luther, to show us that he was every bit the same as us, fallible, praying to saints for salvation, promising that he would serve you forever, throwing himself into the fray without really understanding the consequences, and yet hanging his hat on the nails that held your Son to the cross. Lord, may we be ever faithful to Jesus, and at our last breath, please take us to live with you forever. In Jesus' holy, precious name we pray. Amen. The hymn, A Mighty Fortress, we just sang, of course, was inspired by Psalm 46. Those words, that God is our refuge and strength. We will not fear. That same God, the God of Jacob, is our refuge. Many attempts have been made through film, theatre, art and literature to depict the turbulent life of Martin Luther, the most influential figure of the 16th century Reformation of the Church. Yet to focus on Luther alone is to miss the point of his ministry. The burning issues for Luther as both theologian and pastor were and remain the centrality of Christ and God's grace and his belief in the Bible's power to bring people to God. The Reformation involved great upheaval as people rebelled against the darkness of the age. But the reformers didn't just protest, they sang. The Reformation, which began in earnest over 500 years ago, didn't just give birth to an explosion of evangelical preaching and writing. It also inspired music and unleashed the power of worship in song. God declares us rebels, fully righteous on the sole basis of his Son, through faith alone. And that's news too good not to sing. God, our Creator and Redeemer, has spoken into our world and preserved his speech for us in a book to be illumined by his own Spirit. Such news is too good not to craft into verse. Perhaps the greatest evidence that the Reformation released real joy in freeing captives from the bondage of man-made religion is that the Reformation sang. Leading the charge was Martin Luther. He wrote nearly 40 hymns. His most famous, A Mighty Fortress, is often called the Battle Hymn of the Reformation. The song captures the very spirit of the Reformation, breaking free from the laziness and fear of medieval theology and engendering rich confidence in Jesus Christ. Luther restored the lost art of congregational singing, and the Christian hymn was again given its rightful place as a powerful medium of praise and thanksgiving in public worship. And don't we love to sing, saints? The hymn is inspired by the first two verses of Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble, therefore we will not fear. And verses 7 and repeated in 11, the Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our fortress. Psalm 46 opens with God as our refuge and strength, and the battle hymn opens with God as a mighty fortress, literally a strong and impenetrable fortification. But what's general in Psalm 46, Luther makes specific and Christian in song. He names the troublemaker, our ancient foe, the devil. And he puts a human face and person to the rescuer, Christ Jesus, it is he. And the hymn reaches its zenith as it scales the glorious peak of Romans 8. If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not withhold his own son, but gave him up for all of us, will he not with him also give us everything else? Who will bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, yes, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or fame or nakedness or peril or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Throughout the hymn, we're inspired and reminded of scriptures and beloved songs which join in a fluid dance, bringing reassurance and comfort to our souls. A mighty fortress is our God. In the Psalms we hear, the Lord is my rock, my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, Psalm 18. Psalm 91, you who live in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. And Psalm 59, O my strength, I will watch for you, O God, are my fortress. Our helper he amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. Again from the Psalms, do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger, you who have been my help. And again, hear, O Lord, and be gracious to me. O Lord, be my helper. And from Hebrews 13, so we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me? And we hear and we'll sing later on, when other helpers fail and comforts flee, help of the helpless, oh, abide with me. And then did we in our own strength confide? Our striving would be losing. From Exodus, the Lord is my strength and my might, and he has become my salvation. Psalm 18 again, I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Again in 28, the Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts. So I am helped, and my heart exults, and with my song I give thanks to him. The Lord is the strength of his people. He is the saving refuge of his anointed. And then in song, as the deer pants for the water, we sing, you alone are my strength and shield. In great is thy faithfulness, we sing strength for today. And guide me, O thou great Jehovah, be thou still my strength and shield. And he must win the battle. Psalm 98, O sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained him victory. 1 Corinthians 15, death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And we think of our great battle hymn, stand up for Jesus. And we sing from victory unto victory, his army he shall lead. And onward, Christian soldiers, Christ the royal master leads against the foe, forward into battle. And finally, his truth to triumph through us. O my God, in you I trust. Do not let me be put to shame. Do not let my enemies exult over me. Psalm 25. Again from Corinthians, 2 Corinthians. But thanks be to God who in Christ always leads us in triumphal procession and through us spreads in every place the fragrance that comes from knowing him. For we are the aroma of Christ to God, among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. And we sing, all people that on earth do dwell, his truth at all times firmly stood. I love thy kingdom, Lord, and we sing, sure as thy truth shall last. And then that wonderful, wonderful sacred song, I am the bread of life. He who believes in me, even if he die, he shall live forever. So today, saints, as we enjoy this most wonderful and powerful hymn, commemorate the reformation of the church and celebrate the ongoing transformation of our lives, let the truth and person of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour, give you the strength, courage and faith to face the future with dignity, hope and love. God is our mighty fortress, our impenetrable shield, our eternal breath and song, indeed, Jesus Christ, and our souls are safe with him. Amen. And the peace of God, our mighty fortress, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.